Hi, Dan Sheridan here, telling America's story. This is lesson number 53. Wow, we're moving along quickly, aren't we? In this lesson, we're going to talk about colonial communism being eliminated and the tobacco trade being established. Let's get started. Well, as we learned in previous lessons, the system the colonists lived under was a sort of communism. Land was owned in common, and whatever food the people grew and whatever the people gained by trading was thrown into a common pool and divided equally among the settlers. The result was that able-bodied people with little virtue refused to work, expecting others to do the work for them. And at the same time, the industrious, hard-working folk were frustrated. So they didn't want to work anymore because they couldn't enjoy all the things that they had worked so hard for. They weren't allowed to enjoy the fruits of their labor. Not a good situation at all. And this is where Sir Thomas Dale comes in. Now, Dale was a tough soldier and he was a hard man. He punished wrongdoers severely. Dale hung thieves and rebels without mercy until people got in line. Now, those methods extended to religious matters, too. If you didn't go to church, the colony cops were at your door. And if you gambled, you might be tossed in the slammer with a little brutality thrown in. The government was harsh, but it has been said it was needed for the type of people who were living in the colony. Well, Dale had a solution. He realized that this whole communistic experiment wasn't working, so he gave each colonist land to cultivate for himself. Later, the London Company made it 50 acres apiece. Each owner had to contribute 2.5 barrels of corn to the town granary as a tax to support the government. The rest was the private property of the individual. Now, this system of private ownership improved matters greatly. Now, each person would starve or prosper according to his efforts working his own land. And the result was the colonists were satisfied. Idleness ceased. Crime went down, and a better class of immigrants were encouraged to come over from England. Now, one business changed America in many ways, and that was the growing of tobacco. Sir Walter Raleigh introduced it to England, and it was now in such high demand over there that the settlers practically planted nothing else. Tobacco was basically Virginia's crop. Tobacco certificates were used like money. Doctors, lawyers, ministers were paid in tobacco. Just about every item was sold in terms of the weight of tobacco. Tobacco was huge. Now, as a result of the tobacco industry, three things happened. First, the colony grew in population. Many wealthy and industrious people from England came here to become tobacco planters. Second, large plantations were formed. Virginians learned that planting tobacco on the same plot of land is bad for the soil. So what they did was they'd buy large tracts of land to be able to use one portion of land as much as possible and then plant on another portion when the other one wears out. Plantations were scattered all along the winding rivers of Virginia, being situated many miles apart from each other. Each plantation had its own private wharf where ships from England came to exchange goods for tobacco. Now, this state of things is very important when we compare Virginians to New Englanders, when we compare their outlooks and their governments and how they differed and how their lifestyles affected their outlooks. Growing up on a plantation is a lot different than growing up in a town where people live close together. But we'll talk more about that later. But it's an important thing to realize that how people live affects their outlook and their thinking. And that was really true when it comes to comparing Virginians to New Englanders. And number three, third, an awful thing happened as a result of the tobacco trade. Slavery was established. A horrible institution, and we're going to talk more about this in our next lesson. All right, that's all I have time for. This is Dan Sheridan. I really hope you learned something. Until we meet again, remember this. Be good to one another, because we're in this together.